And yes, it was the Stray Cat 500 over the weekend in Dewey. Hope you made out there, see some great cars. That's past. And Ken and Carol are in to talk to us about the Oldies and Goodies car show coming up this Saturday, downtown Barnesville. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Charlie. Yeah, this is our 32nd annual show.
Wow.
And actually our fifth show downtown. And it's actually at the intersection of 5th and Dewey is the epicenter.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting around 200 cars this year, and a little bit of a twist this year. Again, this is a family-friendly event.
It is.
It really is. We're expecting the cars, and it's $20 per vehicle to come in and register. But we normally typically, what, Carol, about 2,500 to 3,000 people actually walk the event, mm-hmm. and the event is free.
Yes. That's always the nice thing about it is free.
It is. It's a great – to me – it's a great place to bring the kids, the grandkids. It's not only a chance to see some beautiful cars, but it can be a history lesson as well, Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. Us older folks can remember the excitement of the new cars coming out every year. It's a little less exciting this year maybe for me, but still it's a great opportunity to look back at the cars. We'll have cars from the 20s, the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. All the way up to the cars being rolled out of the factory right now.
And Brad Dungis, when he's in for his Car Talk program, we every once in a while, I think particularly late summer, early fall, we both kind of recall the times when car dealers, you know, put up the brown paper on all the windows.
Oh, yeah.
That just to keep everything a secret until the day that they could actually reveal the, I don't care, that particular model year's cars. And it was a big deal. But now they kind of dribble them out so that, you know, the Mustang comes out this week, and 2 weeks later the Fusion comes out, and a month later the Lincoln comes out. It's a staggered opening now. The excitement of that new year isn't quite the same.
It's kind of a blur the way the manufacturers do it now, but I remember as a kid, we would actually go down to the train station and watch the cars come in.
Yeah.
Or be down at the dealership to watch the cars roll off the back of the truck. September was a great time for us. That was actually an early Christmas for us guys.
The new TV shows were starting. The new cars were coming out. It was everything new. And, you know, at least for the college students, college didn't start till like the 15th or 20th of September.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, it was still good.
Well, and again, this year we're kind of doing some things new. We've gone back to our top 20%, Charlie. We give a crisp $100 bill to the top 20%. Of all the entries. So if we've got 100 cars come in, we're going to give 20 of those cars, top cars, independently judged, $100 bill. And from those 20%, we pick a high five.
Wow.
And
I saw one driving back from St. Louis Saturday afternoon. If they come to your show, it was a green 1949 Mercury convertible that was just obviously, we were both coming down I-44, so I didn't get a chance to look it over the way I should have, but
yeah.
It looked great.
Oh, my head always turns when I see an old car, and I think a lot of people do. So we've got some new things this year. We actually got a preservation class this year, Charlie. We're trying something new, pre-1965. And a lot of times people will walk past these cars and really don't pay attention to them. They're looking for the shiny paint, the chrome, the flame jobs, the big tires, whatever. A lot of these cars, what we call sleepers or barn finds or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they're out there.
Yeah.
And this year we're going to recognize those cars. And so we do have a class for that, and we're going to see how it goes. And if it does well, we're going to keep this particular class alive again next year.
Yeah, that's amazing that the number of older vehicles that are out there and have apparently not been driven in areas where the salt on the roads corrodes the metal as much, and they appear to still be in great physical shape.
Oh, absolutely. Part of the criteria is not more than 25% of the car can be painted. They have to have the original engine and transmission and as much of the interior as possible. If you can get it there, it can be judged. So that winner of that class will receive a huge trophy and $100. So, but we've also got some vendors that I'll let Carol talk about. We've got some exciting food vendors, some new things coming in. So I'll let Carol talk about that.
Okay, sounds great. Carol, thank you so much for coming in. And I can see the whole several connections that you might have. Are you a member of the club, or are you coming in from Main Street? I thought maybe Main Street or...
They get double dipped.
Yeah.
And it's great. So I do really enjoy managing the vendors. I'm the chair of that committee. And so each year it kind of varies depending upon the wishes of the car club as to how many vendors they want there. It's definitely a car show focus. But we have some incredible vendors this year, especially food-wise. We've got German food, Hispanic food, American food. Wheezy's is going to be there with breakfast burritos and biscuits and gravy.
Sure.
And then hamburgers. We've got corn dogs and really great, really good, really bad for you desserts. So
it's amazing how the best desserts are not particularly good for you.
And it's okay to have one at a car show.
Yeah.
I was over at Pioneer Days. Cheesecake every day.
I was over at Pioneer Days in Nowata Saturday, and it's just one of those things when you go to an event like that, you know, the Boy Scouts were selling funnel cakes. So, you know, had to have a funnel cake while I was there.
You've got to support your Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's great, and one of the things that I really love about the car show, especially this one, is when you get the four generations in, and you've got somebody telling a little guy, you know, this is the same car that we bought when your grandpa was a little boy, you know, and it's just really great when you see that huge connection with those people.
Yeah, and it's, I think even the younger person who really doesn't appreciate that 49 Mercury, that 54 Ford, whatever it might be, but they see these vintage vehicles that in many cases are still gleaming. Mm-hmm. Somebody has put a lot of time, care, effort to make sure that original engine is in there, and if it was white over red, it's still white over red or whatever. Not that the flamethrowers and everything else isn't neat, but those restoration jobs, I think it's important that the youngsters see what's going on.
I really like the variety and the quality of the show, of the cars that we get at this show. It amazes me every year.
And I know just having attended some of the club's events, the number of people who take the time, effort, and yes, money to you know, put the time into these vehicles and make them look the way they do. It's great.
I estimated one year that the value of the vehicles downtown was over $7 million.
Wouldn't doubt that a bit. You know,
and that's just what they were worth, not what people would take for them, or what they had spent on them.
Exactly, yeah. And both of those, the other two, as far as what somebody would take for it or what they've spent on it, considerably more than any kind of measurement that you would actually find on paper, other than maybe, I guess, the best actual value is whatever it might get at auction with collectors there bidding, but you never know.
That's true. And there's such a labor of love in all of these vehicles. And then we've got some great sponsors that are going to have some incredible booths set up. And it's just going to be a great time. It's a really fun event.
Well, it is fun. It's fun to attend. And I hope people do come out and see what's going on. Food vendors, you got some T-shirts, and I understand a salute to the veterans, too.
We do. We've started this last year, Charlie. It was a big hit last year. A lot of our club members are veterans. So at 11:15 Saturday morning, we will do a salute with the National Guard. And a local celebrity, Julie Nicole Pattison, who's a teacher at Jane Phillips School, will sing the national anthem. So this is always a big part. But as Carol was saying, we have some great sponsors. A couple of sponsors, you're going to see Jesse's Auto Body. Jesse Matlock from Dewey will have a 71 Barracuda that he has been touring across the United States. This car is just unbelievable. It was at the SEMA show in Vegas. It won the ISCA. The world's baddest Mopar. I mean, this car is absolutely unbelievable. And he will be bringing Tom Smith. He's the star of the Discovery Channel's Misfit Garage. Mm-hmm. Tom will be there signing autographs. Curtis Evans at Kurt's Auto Glass will be there and doing his magic to the cars. This guy does some unbelievable work. Truity Credit Union, P66, KRIG Radio. great sponsor. We could not put this show on without our beautiful sponsors here in Bartlesville.
Sponsors are so important people, and it's nice that you give them the recognition. You mentioned some of the big celebrities that are coming on. Do people come out and attend this because of a class of car, the antiques, the muscle cars, the modified cars that are out there, or is it just just fun to be around car people?
It's just if you're a car nut, you need to be down there Saturday because you're going to see everything. Like Carol was talking about, and you, the restored cars are kind of my passion as well. I have a 49 Chrysler that you're well aware of, Charlie. Mm-hmm. But we have people looking at everything, and you'll see everything. Customs, modifieds, rat rods, late models, pickups, just anything that you want to see will be there.
Okay. We will continue our community connection coming up in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And again, talking with Ken Harris and Carol Irvin about the Oldies and Goodies Car Show coming up on Saturday. And I would think everything starts at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, we'll be there probably 6 o'clock. But registration actually opens up at 8 o'clock, Charlie. And the registration is $20 per vehicle, and it'll be open till 11 o'clock. And that's when our judges will get out there and start looking at the cars and picking out their top 20% of the cars. And then several activities that are going to be happening. And I haven't told the club this, but one thing I want to try.
I hope they're listening.
You'll be the first to know, is that I've seen this on TV. It's called Feel the Car. Now, a lot of people can, that's a 57 Chevy, or that's a 64 Mustang.
If you happen to feel a taillight or something.
Can you do it blindfolded? We're gonna get some guys out there and some volunteers that think they know what a car looks like. We're going to blindfold them and put them at the A pillar of a car. And the first one that can tell us what kind of a car that is, we're going to give them some money. Okay?
What a great idea.
This is something that we're going to try and just see what happens. We're going to have a hula hoop contest. Wayne and Linda Vineyard from Minuteman Auctions. Wayne has always been our DJ, and they're going to be doing a hula hoop contest about 10 or 11 o'clock that morning. So, again, this is something that the whole family can come down and enjoy.
Well, the blindfolded identify the car thing, that could be neat. You could also get the blind men trying to identify an elephant. But you know, it's still
it may turn out to be really interesting, Charlie.
But for the spectator, for those of us that are watching the individual that's wearing the blindfold, it's going to be a lot of fun. Was that your idea, Carol?
Oh, no, I cannot take credit for that one. Car club members that are surprised by this announcement.
Yeah. Well, whoever idea it was, to the spectator, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think for the participant, you'll find out what you do or don't know about that particular car.
And that is one thing that a lot of the vendors comment, that we have a lot of people that attend our show that are not showing. We have a lot of spectators that walk through our downtown, and it's great. It's a great way to highlight downtown and bring people off the highway.
And I was talking to somebody over the weekend and mentioning the show coming up this weekend. I said, okay, now is that at the park or downtown? Because you have been several places over the years, but I think your downtown location has worked out very well for you.
It works out great because if it rains, it's dry.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no mud. There's, you know, we've got $300,000 cars that don't have to park on the grass.
Yeah. And yeah, you mentioned the value of these cars, and you can assign any value you want to what you put into it, what you might sell at an auction, whatever book value right. for that year is, all kinds of things. But the point is, this is a valuable possession that these people have spent
yes.
hours and hours of their own time, however you value their time.
Exactly. And I mean, there are some that cash wise would probably only be worth $3,000 or $4,000, all the way up to several hundred thousand. And they're all loved equally.
Yeah.
And they're a lot of fun to just look at.
They are. And that's part for those of us that didn't hands on work on the car. That's the best part of it, is just to go down and gawk and enjoy the efforts of somebody like Ken's work of restoring that vehicle, or doing the modifications with the flamethrowers, the lift kits, and however else they've done it, to say, I never thought of doing it that way. And you find out all these neat things about that individual and about their work.
And that's what's great also, because with the owners right there, they're always willing to share their tips and what they've done.
Yeah, well, it's like anybody else that's involved in any kind of craft work. You get a quilter out there, they want to talk about how they solved this problem. You get a stamp collector, and they'll talk about how they searched for this particular one all over. And you talk to somebody like Ken or anybody else in the club, their story is how they got their creation to be what it is right now.
Exactly. And some of those stories are, the most interesting part is how they acquired. I'm really looking forward to the barn finds, the preservation class. That one is really exciting me this year.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a neat idea. And yeah, jump in here.
I've got to tell you this, and you may know this story. A good friend of mine and yours, Jim Bowl, passed away in 2010 and left me this 1949 Chrysler.
Yes, beautiful car.
A lot of people know about it. Very few people know some of the stories that Jim told. He drove this car to Lake Tahoe in 1977 and won the Chrysler Cup. Mm-hmm. On his way back, and he's told a few people this story, he stopped at in Reno and met Willie Nelson. Willie has ridden in the back of this 49 Chrysler. Mm-hmm. He drove it on down to Vegas and ran into Steve McQueen and Allie McGraw.
Wow.
They've been in the back seat of this 49.
The car did not show up in Bullet, though. I've just watched that movie recently.
It did not. But Jim, again, people that own these cars love to tell you about the history, where it came from, what it took to get it there. So each car has a story, and I've said this over and over and over, but it's truly, that's what it is. It's labor of love. Each car has a story, and these people will talk to you all day long about their car.
And it becomes the grandchild they didn't raise or whatever, and they've got probably just as many pictures of that as a grandchild.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't have pictures of your cars hanging in your garage, well, you're not right.
You do have an open class. What's going on?
Well, that's what it is. When you come in and pay your $20, you're automatically registered in the top 20. It's an open class show. But from all of the entries, again, the top 20% will rise, and those are selected by independent judges. We're going to have about 6 or 7 judges out there mm-hmm. from across the community that will judge these cars. And then from that 20%, a high five will be selected, and the high five winners of course is best of show. Okay. They will win a trophy and $500. The top 4 runners up get $200. Now this is something that we're very proud of. I think only Starbirds in Tulsa actually offers more cash than we do right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We'll be giving away over $5,000 in cash Saturday, Charlie.
Wow. Your club meets regularly, and I'm sure you would welcome people who enjoy what you enjoy.
We do. We meet the third Tuesday of each month. Normally, we start out in January at the Arvest Bank East Branch, and we start planning our car show, sometimes in late December. But mm-hmm. Some of the things that we're really passionate about, if you'd like to join the club, you can catch us online at www.oldiesandgoodiescarclub.com. Facebook is the same way, but giving back to the community is another thing we're very proud of, Charlie. We have 4 toolboxes full of tools getting ready as we speak to be given to the top 4 students at Tri-County Tech. We're starting to do this. and we love to do it. We love to support it. The two top students in the automotive body and in the mechanical side will receive these toolboxes. And we also, as you well know, support the Salvation Army, Jane Phillips School, Women and Children in Crisis. There's a lot of things that we organize, and we love to go visit the nursing homes here. The residents love to come out and see it. So we give back to the community as much as we can, Charlie.
Well, it sounds like a great deal. And again, Saturday morning, you'll be there early organizing, but registration starts at 8 o'clock. And then I think it said you award your prizes. Is it at 3? Is that right?
About 3 o'clock. Yeah. We try to get everything, the judging wrapped up. So we should get out there about 3 and then try to get everybody home and back on the road.
Sounds like a great deal. If you even think you might like to see these vehicles, head downtown Saturday morning. Get there early, 8, 9, somewhere along in there, so you can see these cars as they roll in. Some of them will be nice and quiet, and others will thrill your ears and anything in between.
They will. We hope everybody comes down and enjoys the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Come hungry.
Yeah,
come hungry. Vendors galore and all kinds of good for you and not so items to be consumed downtown. Again, Ken and Carol, thank you so much. Let's join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
The annual sales event is going on now. This year, pick your power and choose either the fuel-powered FS-38 trimmer or the new battery-powered